All right, so it's the March 17th edition, Chamber Economic Impact Insights for Coronavirus. Chris Steiniker is joining me.
Well, thank you, Joe. Again, Chris Steiniker, St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. You know what? We have learned a lot in the last 24 hours since we've been in your studio, Joe. And again, thank you for covering what you're doing in your entire publication, all the stories that are out there about what our businesses are going through and what they need to be thinking about. You know, yesterday we were talking about how do we handle the crowds and where do people go and how do we do social distancing? And even in the last 24 hours now, we've been asked to keep crowds down to less than 10 people. Our restaurants are going to 50% capacity. A lot of those are just learning how to do business online with pickup and delivery service. So we're learning more about the social distancing pieces of it. So today I thought we'd really focus on what our businesses can focus on right now, which is planning and thinking about their business while they have this quiet moment in time. So that's what I thought we'd do today.
That's great, Chris. And hope and joining us today is Juliet Kies from Action Coach to talk a little bit about small business. You work with small businesses day in and day out, so you know them as good as anybody. So what do they need to work on during this, this heavy time?
Well, and I think what we're seeing as we're helping our clients adjust their plans is that things have changed. In a lot of ways, there can be some great opportunities and positives to this, but it's going to take shifting and realizing that you have to change your approach. If you continue on the way you were just a month ago, you're not going to have the results that you were a month ago. So your plan needs to be different than it was when you started 2020. You need to resort that.
Well, I agree. You know, so we, you know, at our staff at the chamber, we have had meeting after meeting the last couple of days. But yesterday is when we really laid down the notion that our business is different today. We have got to wake up and change our plans and change our roles. We're doing that at the chamber. All of our businesses are. And Juliet, in the last few podcasts, we've said, hey, everybody needs to get a plan. So I guess my first question to you is help people understand what would be the elements of a plan. Maybe they have one, maybe they don't, but just give us a quick sense of you have a plan if.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the greatness about this is that it gives you a moment to reflect and be more proactive. So a lot of businesses start the new year and they don't really have a strategic plan. They don't have, you know, what is our best marketing angle? How should we position things in light of where people's mindsets are and being helpful and giving right now? And even knowing your financials isn't something a lot of business owners sit down and really dig into. They kind of rely on their CPAs and other people to do that for them. So, you know, this is such a great time to really sit down and reflect on what is the projection of our cash flow and what does that look like with some risk in there and maybe some losses and where does that put us and where is our expenses and what's going out and how can we change that and what does that mean for our staff and how do we reallocate how they're working or what's their vacation time that we could use or, you know, starting to get a little bit more creative about where can you cut things, but how can you also start thriving? So then piece of that is what's your marketing? You know, one of the greatest advantages in any business is your existing database. And so many people, when they're busy and times are great and you're just bringing in the business, not having to really do marketing and sales, you forget about your customers and your database. And they're the ones that have been with you. They know you, they like you, they trust you. Those are the ones you should be heavily communicating to, thinking about what you can do to offer them help and support at this time, and also looking to your referral partners.
One important tool that I use is scenario planning. I think that, especially with cash flow, because there is so much unknown right now, that looking at if revenue drops by 50%, what will happen? If it drops by 75%, what will we need to do? If it only drops by 25%, what will we need to do? And that way you can feel a lot more in control and a lot more prepared, you know, depending on which way things go. And you know, we'd mentioned this earlier. You're exactly right. This is... all things in business are inputs and outputs and how you react to them. And this is obviously a heavier load of negative inputs, but there's still, you know, the same business operational prowess and logic still applies. And it's like, now we have these negative inputs. How do we adjust? How can we pivot? You know, how can we reoffer our products, you know, through delivery online?
Yep.
How can we sell something now and deliver it later? You know, how can we encourage our clients who are buying from us over time to maybe front load a little bit? And a lot of this, I think, will come out more as we dig into some of the suggestions for supporting small businesses. You know, some of the tips are if you need to, you know, if you see businesses that are struggling, buy gift cards from them now so they get that cash flow, and then you can enjoy that meal or enjoy that service later when things open. And businesses should be looking, you know, the opposite side of that. What can we offer? How can we give value now? Just get that cash in,
exactly,
and then, you know, potentially deliver the services or goods later.
there's a couple things we need to make sure our businesses are doing is really understanding those revenue projections. You just talked about it, those scenarios. You know, what happens if we go to 50% of our revenue? So you would want to start doing some revenue projections. And then it seems like you would also do the same on the expense side, as where can we begin to identify cuts? And so there are conversations right now about how do we handle our employee resources? Those usually is one of the largest expenses our businesses will have, is the employees themselves, and having those conversations with them. You know, Juliet, what kind of conversation should our employers be having with their employees about their shifting model, understanding the financial implications, understanding the model itself? What recommendations would you give to our business leaders about their employee conversations?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it all starts with the projections, because, you know, until the business owner really understands what could be the implications and where does that put them, it doesn't really put them in a position of confidence to start making these conversations happen. I've seen business after business, when they understand their financials, they're much more likely to get into action mode and understand the severity of it and have some tough conversations, work on, you know, do they have paid time off that they could have them use now? Is there a way to start saying, you know, could we share in some of this risk? And so do we do some, you know, salary diminishing right now? Or are you looking at bonus structures and taking that? So you get into action mode when you actually know what the numbers are, and you can't do that until you know them. So once you do, you can really be honest and open and let them know where you're at.
Well, that's what I was hoping to hear, is because I really do believe that, you know, if we work on our revenue projections and then expense projections, just to understand the current scenario, you can have those conversations, and it'll start with your, you know, we learned yesterday from Tucker Hall about those concentric circles of communication. It starts with our employees. Let's communicate what our certainty is of that with those. And then it goes to our customers and to others. But that certainty of your financials, to have a conversation with your banker is probably really important to have that conversation this week for a couple of reasons. One would be is, so we understand their environment the bank is in right now, and their world is changing right now. But how would you go about those kind of conversations with your banker?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the usual is to be very debt averse as a business owner. I hear so many that are very proud they got out of debt, or proud that they built their businesses without debt. But this is a time where you really need some of those paddings. And so starting to work on, do you have investors you need to be communicating with them? If your investors are banks, what are some of your potential opportunities? And could you get some lines and just have them? Because a lot of the paperwork that they will be bombarded with very soon, and some of the challenges with their allowance to give debt. I mean, it's like the grocery store only has so much, and the bank only has so much. So, you know, being the ones that are first there and getting what you need and being proactive in that, and that that takes knowing your numbers. You know, it all starts from there. Then you can really say, what do I need to do to protect myself if I need to?
And another, you know, reason to have those financials is what we're learning quickly now is there is going to be opportunities. There's going to be stimulus from the state and federal government, and in our states getting that information to us as quickly as they can. But what we're going to want our businesses to do is really document the impact. So by understanding your financials and understanding the scenarios, when it comes to getting access to this really low cost or almost free money, bridge money that might be available, you're going to have that data anyway. You're going to have to show how you were impacted to do this. So the conversations you're going to have with your employees, with your financial institutions, and with those who might provide your relief really sincerely still starts with that financial plan.
And I want to reiterate that point. It was a great quote, you know, about the banks equating them to the grocery stores, because, you know, the people who got in early, eventually they ran out of hand sanitizer and other things. And it's not impossible that will happen, because there's going to be a lot of demand for cash and a lot of demand for bailouts and a lot of demand for money. And so getting in early, getting that set up is hugely important. So act now. And you know, back on the scenario planning, and as we talked about employees, it's really important that leaders of companies also encourage their employees to scenario plan, because as the companies understand their own cash flow position, understand their own ability to keep operations going as normal, obviously that's going to transfer over to the employees. And so they need to be thinking about, what can I do if my, you know, I'm unable to get paid for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. And a lot of the same logic applies to employees as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what I would say is there's resources out there. There's folks like you. Action Coach is a great organization that does coaching for those. There's others as well. And then on our website as well, Joe, as we've said a few times now, there's a good checklist from both the Small Business Administration as well as our city and county have put together resources. So I would say keep checking back to stpete.com and make sure that you're getting those resources because there are folks that want to help right now. And I really believe because so many of us may have closed our doors from the public but are in our offices trying to figure it out, that there's probably a lot more support and help out there for our businesses. That's what our chamber is going to start doing, is create affinity groups for whatever industry or group you're in. If you're a restaurant, we're going to start convening those folks so that they can both hear from the outside information, but also from each other about what to do next. So I don't think we're done yet. We're just getting started, but I don't believe we're alone either.
Wonderful. Thank you both.
Absolutely.
Action Coaches Juliette Kies, St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce CEO Chris Steinacher, and Catalyst publisher Joe Hamilton in the Catalyst studio with another edition of Coronavirus Impact Insights.